Hi everyone, this is Marty McDermott from Franchise Interviews and welcome to another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising, where each podcast you get to hear a great quote in franchising. You know, Don and I have been hosting Franchise Interviews now over years and almost 250 shows, and during that time we've had some incredible quotes on the show. One of them that comes to mind is from Dan Rowe of FranSmart, and he had this wonderful quote that I've probably used on a couple hundred occasions up to this point, so you know where we get our ideas or our quotes. And he said that good location can overcome bad marketing. And I thought that was brilliant. The quote that you're going to hear now is coming from Ryan Cunningham, and he actually has a couple of them, but he talks about the importance of having a great location for a franchise. And he references a great study that came out, I think it was about in 2004, USA Today came out with a study on why franchises would fail. And I believe location was number two in the study. I think Ryan's going to talk about it in this particular podcast. So enjoy this podcast, and we'll see you again soon with another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising from Franchise Interviews. See you soon.
The success that a franchisor has developed over time and making that connection and helping the franchisee new to the system plug into all that value that's been determined of what makes a successful site.
That's a great service, Ryan. I know myself, being in the franchise financing business, working nationwide with all kinds of franchisees, many their first time opening a business, sometimes that's the toughest part of the whole process, what your service is. And sometimes I get delayed and having people send their applications. They're a little nervous about finding a site and location, or during the loan process, because we don't need to have the site for us to start packaging their loan. Sometimes it gets delayed.
You're right.
People can't find their site, or they think they have a location, it falls through. It's very frustrating for them.
We have actually we have closed about 180 sites since I started the company, and we have found that virtually every new franchisee that we're introduced to by our franchisor clients, all of them will say, Ryan, your job is easy. I already found the site. You know, we've already been looking, because it's natural. If you're going to own a business, the first thing you want to do is you want to envision where that business is going to be. And so you go out and you look at space and you say, I really want to be next to that Kroger's. I really like that new Walmart center. And sometimes they call the person on the sign and they kind of negotiate a deal. And 9 times out of 10, when we get on the phone with the franchisee, they'll say, already have the site. What's been interesting is of the 180 sites that we've closed, literally one of those franchisees actually had the best site identified before we got involved. What we find, and this is just human nature, is what we find is a franchisee doesn't really understand what makes a site successful for the franchise, or number two, it's just human nature to have a bias, and most people say, geez, it'd be great if it was near my home, it'd be great if it's in this kind of fancy area that I could tell people where my store is. That may not sync with what makes a site successful, the franchisor. They may have demographics that are in a different section of the city. They may not need the A-plus retail space, but secondary space because their destination. So a lot of times they go in with the best intention, but a lot of times they'll also kind of play their cards and they'll start negotiating on space and really put themselves at a huge disadvantage, because with, you know, 23 years of experience in commercial real estate, there's nothing better for the owner of a property to get a call from a tenant directly who says, gee, I really like your space. Your space is the only one I'm looking at. This is what I'm going to buy. Will you work with me? They'll always work with you, but at the end of the day, you're paying probably a premium for that space, because you really need to negotiate and competitively make a landlord compete for your occupancy. You can't just go to them and play your cards.
That's interesting.
Right off the bat, they're locking themselves in a corner by making that
statement. Right. And then you can't get out of it.
Right.
And I'll tell you, I thought, when I was contemplating this new company and had talked to these franchisors, the thing that sealed it for me is in 2004, USA Today had on the front page of their business section an article that said top 10 reasons franchises fail. And it was through all this research. And what I found interesting is the top four all involve real estate. And now, number two for the top reasons franchises fail, number two was bad location. So that obviously is real estate. You pick a bad location. Once you're there, you can't just remarket it. You literally have sunk yourself into the wrong place, and it's going to be too costly to move. But what's interesting, the number one reason was a bad system of the franchise system, meaning do they have the sales system? Do they have the training? Do they have the ops? But part of the systems that you need to look for as a potential franchisee is, do they have a site selection process or system that methodically helps you find the space that's going to optimize your chance of success? In the old days, there was a feeling, and you can still go on some websites today of some of the older franchisors and see this, there is always a feeling for liability reasons that franchisors said, listen, you're from Albuquerque. We don't know anything about Albuquerque. You can buy a franchise from us. We will give you a checklist, but you're on your own because it's your business, your decision, and it's your city. That at one time was kind of the norm in the industry. What they found was, without giving guidance, they had a horribly inconsistent system where they had some woefully underperforming sites because franchisees left to their own devices ended up putting themselves into a corner and getting spaces that didn't function well. What they have since found is, and this is really through the legal system, the Franchise Times had a great article that showed all four involved a franchisee that was not succeeding to the level they wanted to. What was interesting is in two of the cases, the franchisor literally said, I'm not getting involved, it's your decision, and you know, whatever you decide, you decide, and if it fails, it's your problem. The other two provided some pretty beefy site selection where they helped and assisted in finding the sites. What's interesting is the court found in favor of the systems, the franchisors, that provided more services as opposed to less. So I think there is a trend now to say, not only does a franchisor obviously want every site to perform well, because you're only as good as the last site you sold, because the next franchisee is going to call the new franchisees and say, how you doing? How'd the process go? Are you happy? Are you making money? So they're concerned about that. But they're also concerned for a liability reason, more is better.